Mark Hertzgard was on Capitol Hill Tuesday, stalking the halls of Congress to find notorious climate change deniers, such as Oklahoma Senator James Inhofe, and ask them bluntly, "What if you're wrong?" He didn't expect to change any minds. It was more a bit of street theater, captured on YouTube, of course, to redefine Inhofe and his colleagues not as skeptics, but as what Hertzgard calls climate cranks.
At this point, when every major scientific organization in the world, including our own National Academy of Sciences, is saying this is real, it's dangerous, let's do something, to still keep saying that it's all a hoax or a fraud, that is not skepticism. That is someone whose mind is made up regardless of the facts. And then when you throw on top of it that they all claim that it's a liberal hoax, that it's all political, to me, that's the ravings of a crank. That's not genuine skepticism. It is wacky, and it has no place in serious policymaking.
Hertzgard, a San Francisco-based journalist, has been writing about climate change for 20 years. But his most recent book, Hot, Living Through the Next 50 Years on Earth, is a more personal piece of work, one he says was driven by his sudden understanding, a few years ago, that climate change had already moved from hypothetical to happening.
In the 1990s, climate change was always seen as this distant, far-off threat, a possibility that could happen to future generations. Then, when I went to London in 2005 and interviewed the British government's chief science advisor, Sir David King, he completely shattered that frame and said, you know what, our latest science now indicates that climate change has already begun. And the terrible thing about that is that once climate change has begun, the inertia of the climate system ensures that it's going to continue for many, many years, simply because of the laws of physics and chemistry. I walked out along the Thames River in London trying to wrap my head around all this, and my thoughts were interrupted by the sound of some children who were kind of laughing and shouting on a Ferris wheel, and it reminded me in that moment, oh my gosh, I'm a dad now, and Kiara has to live through this. And she was 5 months old at that point.
That call to action resulted in a book that, perhaps surprisingly, is more hopeful than angry, especially considering Hertzgard's acceptance that it will take at least another 50 years just for global warming to stabilize.
We have a long road ahead. It's a steep climb. There's no sense denying it. But I want to emphasize, because I know how easy it is for people to be discouraged about this, that there is a lot of hopeful stuff going on. There's a lot of solutions out there. I talk about them in this book, Hot. What's lacking mainly is political will and public pressure, because that's the only thing that really moves governments.
Of course, some are more mobile than others, and Hertzgard says California is already among the most proactive.
California is one of the few governments in the world that has a climate change adaptation plan. That is to say, how will we adapt to all of these things? You know, there's a lot farther to go, but it is very good that we've begun this work, because there are going to be significant impacts throughout the state of California.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.